Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you want to go into nursing, computer science, engineering, jobs the economy needs to grow, you may find that public schools, public colleges, don't have room for you. And it's not expensive climbing walls or luxury dorms that are collapsing their budgets. It's state funding cuts, according to the New York Times. At a North Carolina community college, a Wakefield Technical College in Raleigh, it's gotten so bad that there's actually a waiting list for a waiting list to get into the nursing program. Catherine Rempel is covering this for the New York Times. So, Catherine, it seems like there's two things going on, these popular programs being cut, but also tuition's going up. Tell us about tuition increases.
What's happening is that over the last 25 years, every time there's been a recession, states cut their funding for public schools, for higher education, public schools, I should say. And then when the economy recovers, they don't actually restore those funds. So over time, those cuts accumulate. And when schools have less funding from the state, the way that they try to offset those cuts is by raising tuition, especially since the cuts come very suddenly. You know, over the course of a year, at the end of the school year, you'll hear, you know, sorry, you have 15% less funding next year. Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah.
So the students have to pay more tuition to basically offset that cost.
Well, and you say the actual cost, you know, if you do the math, the actual cost of educating a student hasn't really budged. It's been about 10 grand a year, you know, adjusted for inflation. But, you know, still the student share has increased from 23% to 40%.
Right. Exactly. So there's been this cost shifting rather than the state taxpayers effectively subsidizing education, or at least to the degree that they used to. They've been shifting more of the burden of paying for those educations onto the students who receive them themselves.
And so then talk more about states cutting funding. And some have caps on, you know, what they can do. So explain that.
Exactly. So what happens is the state will cut funding. Let's say, for example, a state cuts about $2,000 per student at the beginning of a school year. The schools have to raise tuition, you know, to, like I said, to cover that shortfall. But what happens is the states say, we have to approve whatever tuition you charge. And because politicians know that higher tuition is not very popular, especially with their younger constituents, they tell the schools, sorry, you're not allowed to charge more than $1,000 more. Than you charged last year for tuition. So on net, that means they lost $2,000 from the state. They're only gaining $1,000 per student. They're still $1,000 short.
So they're squeezed. You know, they're squeezed. And so as a result, they're cutting these popular programs, you know, including, I mean, we're reading, and I misspoke, I have to say. I said the Wakefield Technical Community College in Raleigh, North Carolina. Everybody there screaming, we have a Wakefield here in Massachusetts. It's actually the Wake Technical Community College in Raleigh, North Carolina. They have so many students who want to be in their nursing program that they have, you know, 1,000 frustrated students on the waiting list because they've had to cut the programs. They're cutting sometimes the more popular programs.
Right. The reason they're cutting some of these more popular programs is that those more popular programs, the ones that are more likely to get students actual jobs when they graduate, are also much more expensive to teach in many cases. So that's things like sciences, healthcare, engineering, and computer science as well. The reason why is because they require more equipment. There might be safety precautions that they have to take. You know, if they're in a nursing class or whatever, there are only so many patients you can rotate in, so many beds you can watch over at the hospital, that sort of thing. And besides that, precisely because those fields are most likely to land people jobs, the professors who teach them have a lot of outside opportunities. So they're going to ask for more money in the salary if they're going to teach. So all of those factors increase the cost per student of basically putting out an additional nursing associate's degree or a bachelor's in engineering or whatever. And unfortunately, that puts students in a bad spot where they either have to wait until they can get into a class, in the case of Wake Tech, and sometimes they'll be waiting for years, or they'll just have to choose a different department altogether.
Or,
because in some schools, they're cutting departments entirely.
Well, there's another or, as a result of all of this, which is that many students are turning from these strapped community and state colleges, which again have had cuts in state funding, have raised tuition as far as they can, and so have turned to cutting these job-friendly programs because they entail more costs to run these programs. Some of these students that have been shut out because of all of these reasons are turning to for-profit schools, Kaplan, Phoenix University. These are the schools that are actually subsidized by the federal government in the form of student aid in that, this is the charge that's been leveled, in that these are the schools that are seeking out a lot of students who get taxpayer dollars. So,
Absolutely, so
it almost seems as if, by states squeezing the taxpayer dollars at one level, out of the tube of toothpaste, they're cutting off the flow on one level at the state level. That flow is coming out at another level and going to these for-profit schools.
Right. It's sort of, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Either way, taxpayers are ending up subsidizing college degrees and other sorts of post-secondary certifications. But instead of happening at the state level, it's happening at the federal level. Theoretically, it's still the same pot of money, even if it's distributed a bit differently. And beyond that, in many cases, these for-profits are sort of fly-by-night operations. They're not very highly regulated. Some of them are very good. I don't want to mar all of them, but many of them produce lots of terrible stories about students loading up on debt because those schools are much more expensive than the community colleges, even after those tuition increases there. Students end up with a lot more debt, and they don't necessarily learn the skills that they need to learn. And those schools also have very high dropout rates. So what happens is, again, you have taxpayers effectively still paying for the cost of many of these students to go to school, but the outcomes can often be much worse.
Look, President Obama said in his State of the Union he was going to crack down on these for-profit schools by requiring them to prove that students are graduating in order to get these federal funds. Your research found out that the president has actually cut back on that pledge. We want to take that up at another time. But in the meantime, in the few seconds that we have, about a minute here, you say that this has been, you talk to people who say this has meant a shift from a country that believes that it benefits from helping people get higher education to one that believes it should shift the responsibility of this to people who can't afford it.
Right. Effectively, it's sort of the privatizing of what used to be considered a public good.
Yeah. Catherine Rampell, economics reporter for The New York Times on how state funding cuts are forcing some public colleges and schools to cut popular programs, the ones that lead to jobs, engineering, nursing. We'll continue to follow this story. But Catherine, thanks so much for your work on it.
Thank you.